This is a Soulfire production.
Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back. I'm your host, Jessica, and I am so excited that you're here. I'm just so excited that you are a part of this new movement of women who are waking the F up, who know that hustling for money is not the vibration of the spiritual hustler. The spiritual hustler hustles for meaning. Her come from isn't fear and survival. Her come from is love and the thriving of humanity. I really, really had this massive, massive shift in the last year and a half, 2 years. It was more than a shift. It was an identity death. It was a true death. It all started in Egypt. I've talked a lot about that trip. I wrote my whole book inspired by that trip. And I decided to rebrand my podcast based on who I became from, yes, that trip, but also just so much work that I have done on healing my nervous system and rerouting into Gaia and understanding the true codes, which is that it's meant to be effortless. And at the same time, I'm really here to debunk a lot of that idealism that so many of us see in the space of the 4-hour work week or women living on yachts and sailing the coasts of Bali and working 3 days or 2 days a week or having absolutely all of the time in the world to just be in the vibration of receiving. Yes, okay, I'm here for it. But there's a whole side to that story that you're not seeing, or at least they're not telling you, that I felt a deep responsibility to, frankly, if I'm going to come on here and talk about the vibration of the spiritual hustler, which is one of safety and trust, which doesn't push, that attracts, not chases, we have to really understand the reality of the 3D at the same time, and that there is and has to be seasons of true grind that allow us to get to those places where we can live in that level of freedom and frequency, and that there is no shame in that, that there is absolutely something so beautiful and something to frankly be so proud of when we bleed and sweat and cry. There's a pride that I want you to feel in yourself if you are working that hard and you are grinding at that level. We just can't stay at that level. That's not sustainable. There is something to be said about putting in the practices to take care of your body along the way. And I will be talking much about that on this show and in my work at my retreats and my coaching. But this is really a conversation around the reality of becoming a spiritual hustler, living in this place of so much abundance that you don't have to work. That is surely aspirational, but that isn't reality. Even for the ones that you see on TV or on the internet or whatever, living that lifestyle, there is so much more behind the story of how they not only got there, but how to stay there. And I really want to pull back the veil today and tell you the truth in a way that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. So I'm going to take you back to a moment that I had when I was first starting Simply Be in 2017. So I don't know if y'all remember a guy named Derek Halpern, but he was kind of in Marie Forleo's world. and killing the game. Multi-million dollar internet marketer, like the best, one of the top. This was, you know, back in the day. He's sort of no longer in that world. He's running a very different, but even more successful company, but that's not the point. He was my hero. I loved him. I took Marie Forleo's B school and he taught a module and I was like, that's my guy. Like I liked him better than I honestly liked Marie. He was just so chock full of brilliance and I was following his content and he had hooked me line and sinker. Like I wanted to know everything that he was doing to build a type of business that he clearly was winning at. And around 2017, 18, when I first started the company, he launched a mastermind and it was his first and only mastermind that he had ever done. And I remember calling him up. He interviewed me. I barely could afford it. I somehow made it work. And I flew to New York twice that year to work with him in this very small group. And I remember I was about to go launch Simply Be Agency, which is, you know, an agency, it was a services model. And I always kind of wanted to build an online business like I'm doing now, like all of the people that we all know and see in the world is, you know, crushing it with their 4-hour work weeks and multi-million dollar businesses where they work 3 days a week and they're living on, you know, boats. That's what we see as sort of the outcome of doing the online business, scaling your company, having courses and masterminds and virtual products. And the whole thing just is so exciting, right? Like it's such an exciting business vertical and space to play. And I was kind of figuring out if I should incorporate that into Simply Be and not just do services and, you know, sell time for dollars, but create courses and create memberships and kind of do the things that Derek was doing. And I remember him telling me, because I had reflected, I just want the residual income. I don't want to have to work all the time like you. I don't want to have to deal with the day-to-day 9-to-5 life. I want what you have, is basically what I was saying. And he looked at me and he was like, Jessica, he goes, I work all the time. He's like, I might have a different business model than you do, but I still have the same problems you do. I still have the same customer demands that you do. I still have to put out fires the way you do. I still have to work all the time like you do. Just because I run an online business doesn't mean I'm kicking it. It actually means I'm always on. And I just remember how I took away all of that envy, like good envy, like, oh, I wish I had a business like that, to realizing in that moment that nobody has a cakewalk. Everybody who's building big things has really worked hard to build it and maintain it, especially if they want to live a freedom-based lifestyle. And one of my favorite quotes is, behind every overnight success is 15 years of grind. So let's just first and foremost in this episode, put down the projection that somebody has it easier than you do and that you're doing something wrong. That is 100% part of the construct and part of the lie. And going back to the spiritual hustler, we're owning the spiritual and the hustle. We can be both. We can hustle for meaning, but also make moves and make a difference. We can hustle from love and love to work. We can rewrite the ancestral programming in our bodies of fear and step into safety and really learn how to receive and know that that's going to be a daily ongoing practice and an undoing and a remembering of our true codes. That isn't a destination. That is a journey. I want to really share with you, you know, some of my closest friends, and I'm so grateful, have become massive names. Like I'm friends with a lot of the big, big women in the space. You would all know their names. $50 million annual revenue. They're New York Times best-selling authors. Household names. And those women are struggling with their teams, quitting, people poaching their talent. They're comparing themselves to other women in their space. They're feeling like their numbers aren't high enough. They're feeling guilty by taking Fridays off. There's so much behind the veil that the average person doesn't see. And I'm not standing here to be, you know, a conduit and an ambassador for truth. I'm just here to help you stop feeling small or that you're behind or that you're doing it wrong. Because to some degree, everybody has those moments. And if you're going to try and build something great, it's going to take all of you most of the time. And I didn't say all the time, most of the time, and we're going to get there. I also really want to just call out that the more money that you make, the more systems, the more people, the more operational support that you need, and that costs more money. When I was making six figures, I needed a percentage of that to support my six-figure business. When I was making seven figures, I needed a portion of that to support that level of income. When I started making multi-seven figures, I needed to generate enough income to support that. It actually doesn't necessarily get easier as it gets bigger. It typically gets a little bit more complex for a time. Getting those systems and the right people and the right operations, yes, ultimately elevates you and gets you out of the business or the day-to-day or the hustle and the grind, the toxic hustle. But that isn't an overnight process. When you're in build mode, you don't really have the luxury of kicking back. And we're often in build mode. We're often building something. I want to say that I love launching. I love working a lot of weekends. I love Mondays. I love creating content. I love sharing constantly and being in the light, right? I love all of that stuff. I also love being completely off work, offline, off the grid, being totally fucking anonymous. I need both. And the point that I'm making is that you can't live in one exclusive season. You can't forever flow, unless you're a trust fund baby and you know, you cashed in, you won the lottery, you sold your business for hundreds of millions of dollars, by the way, which I didn't. I sold my business for a nice amount of money, but I still want to work. That's the thing. I still enjoy the spiritual hustle. But I know in order for me to maintain the constant launching of the book and the brand and the podcast and the products and the dozen other things I want to do in my life, which I have in my mind mapped out, I can't always be on the go, go, go mode. In order to get to that overnight success that takes the 10 years of grind, we have to have the seasons of slow. We have to nourish our bodies and unplug from our technology and take trips away from work and be in nature and nourish our souls with good friends and not talk about work all the time. Like, tell me about it. I fully believe in the power of being off and fully disconnected. But let's not shame ourselves for loving to be in it and know that we have to be in it deeply, immersively, constantly, consistently when we're building anything. Look at any online program out there, major entrepreneur, and they share that they've made, you know, a multi eight figure launch. You know, they made this much money in a week. They probably, not probably, most definitely have planned for 12 months straight for that 1 week, right? And then they get to kick it maybe, you know, once the program's done, cart's closed, and actually begin that program. But there is so much time, strategy, effort, hours that goes into the freedom-based, four-hour, wealthy-as-fuck lifestyle that really just honestly on so many levels is not the full truth. Here's another component to this that I also wanted to share because I don't think this is something a lot of really successful people are talking about. You know that saying by Biggie Smalls, more money, more problems? That's true. I really believe that if you aren't dealing with some sort of legality problem, you are not playing big enough. If you are really in the arena of being an entrepreneur or being a risk taker, making moves, growing and expanding, and you're not getting some sort of ding from your lawyer's desk or they're getting a ding from someone else's lawyer's desk, You're not really doing it. I know that sounds really bold to say, but I learned this throughout my career. Those moments of cease and desist letters and negotiating, you know, trademarks and maybe even going through business divorces, which I did, I could do a whole podcast about that, gave me such a thick skin, frankly. And it gave me such grit and tenacity. And it was traumatic in the early days. And I learned so much from those experiences. And I would never, ever take them back because they made me this resilient entrepreneur that I am today. I mean, fun fact, when I launched Simply Be agency, I had another company of a similar name come after me to change my name. And what would have been a $1,200 trademark application ended up costing me a $15,000 legal battle so that I could keep my name. I've had lots of different issues that as I've scaled and the business has become bigger and things become more shiny and successful, there are going to be people who want to, or entities or energies or whatever, that feel threatened by that for whatever reason that might be. And no one really talks about how expensive that is, how hard that is, how time consuming that is. And so in today's episode, I just really wanted to pull back the curtain in the hopes that it gives you so much peace that where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be. And that if you love to hustle and grind, amazing. If you fucking hate it and all you want to do is rest and chill and figure out a way that you can sustain that, amazing. But don't look at anyone else's trajectory and compare it to yours and think that you're not doing it right and that you've missed some sort of secret code, because it doesn't exist. Most people who are building big things are putting in big time, energy, and money to get there. And the spiritual hustler knows that's okay. That we have to burn bright. We're not going to burn out. But in order to burn bright, that takes fuel. That takes some gas. That takes some spark and fire. That's how we start to truly light this world up and a mass change. But nobody has had an easy road getting there because fire is hot and it can burn sometimes. And I hope today's episode just gave you that permission slip and the reminder to not burn yourself out along the way. Take those seasons of slowness and the grind. And don't compare yourself to anybody, because you're exactly where you're supposed to be. All right, my beautiful souls, I love you so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.